Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roy Jankelowitz from Tokyo. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you. Good morning to all the listeners. I'm doing well.
That is awesome. So tell us what's going on in Tokyo.
Well, today I'm at the basketball. At the moment, I'm seeing the USA playing against Spain in the quarterfinals of the tournament. The USA are about to win the game. Before that, I saw Germany playing against Slovenia. Slovenia won that game and qualified for the semifinals. In the Israeli front, yesterday, Salam Avit, one of Israel's Ethiopian-born runner, competed in the final. And she finished at 10th in her competition.
Are there any other hopefuls for Israel coming up?
Linoy Ashram in rhythmic gymnastics coming up on Friday will be the qualifying round, and on Saturday the finals in rhythmic gymnastics.
I spoke about it right in the beginning, and I just wondered how it's played out. This focus on mental health of the athletes, their emotional stability, has this been an ongoing conversation?
Yes, but it has dwindled down a little. Today, Simone Biles is going to compete in her competition. So after resting the first two nights, now she's going to compete.
Is she competing? I thought I read that she wasn't. Okay, it's interesting.
Now she, today, it's like the final session.
Ah, okay, so this is the final one.
She's decided.
Okay, so in fact it has moved on to become more about the sport and the result than it was in the beginning, which was maybe more focused on COVID and then became more focused on mental health. And now it's really just about the achievements of the athlete.
Exactly. It seems like the COVID issue has been, is put aside. Everybody's focusing here on their sporting achievements. And even though there are no spectators over here, it seems to be a little bit forgotten. Yesterday, for example, I was at soccer, women's soccer. The USA played Canada and lost 1-0 in a city called Ibaraki, which is 110 kilometers east of Tokyo.
Right. In fact, I saw Fox News very excited about their loss, which I thought was a bit strange, but especially as maybe they lost to Canada. The women's soccer team not doing that well. Right. The next 24 hours, what's on your menu?
It's more of a free day. Israelis are not so much competing. They're just two women in sailing, and they don't have a medal chance. So I think I'm going to take this opportunity to tour the city.
I was going to say it is such an amazing, amazing city that I do hope that you get the opportunity to tour the city a little bit, because it would be a pity to be there and not to enjoy it. Roy Jankelowitz, we'll catch you tomorrow morning, same time. Thank you as always for your updates.